Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Hey Chicago, I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is In the Loop. What are you doing today, June 19th? Well, for many Americans, Juneteenth is still a relatively new addition to the calendar, but its history stretches back more than 160 years. The holiday marks June 19th, 1865, the day news of emancipation finally reached enslaved people in Texas, and more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. From festivals to the arts to community service, in this episode of the pod, we'll share a rundown of things to do this weekend to commemorate Juneteenth in the Chicago area. And just a quick note, this conversation was originally recorded on Wednesday. At the table was Jamal Cole, CEO and founder of My Block, My Hood, My City, Tanetta Kayam, who's chief operating officer of Black Ensemble Theater, and Katanya Raby, who's the vice president of planning for Far South Community Development Corporation. It's been 5 years since Juneteenth became an official holiday, so I asked the panelists what they're hearing from their communities about how to incorporate the holiday into their lives. Katanya went first.
Folks are super excited. I think that it becoming a federal holiday is a huge deal to be able to have an official stamp on something that we've already been celebrating in a lot of ways. And so, you know, having the experience in the community at a large scale is really special. Yeah. So a lot of folks are excited to continue that tradition.
Sure. What do you think, Jamal?
Yeah, I think it's the same. I think that it's so good to see... You know, I'm living in a little village right now, so I feel like they celebrate something every night in Little Village. So I feel like, but Juneteenth is, you know, our opportunity to celebrate freedom. And when I'm seeing young men on Chicago Avenue or, you know, Pulaski or 79th, I always want to say, man, you free. You know, don't give your freedom away, man. You don't want to go downstate and do 100 years for free. You free. And so just think about, like, what that means, like really appreciate your liberty and you're free. So that freedom is what I'm thinking about for Juneteenth.
Sure. And yeah. And how are you seeing people celebrate and what's the buzz for you, Tanetta?
I've seen in the community a lot of young people. Like I see flags on cars.
Same. And on houses.
Which I think is, I think that's great because you recognize there's something to celebrate, although it was a tragedy, that there's something to celebrate and to embrace and to remember. And I think that is hopeful. But then my thing is always, what's next?
Speaking of hope, Jamal, Juneteenth is marking the opening of the Obama Presidential Center.
Wow.
Have you been inside yet?
Yeah, I got to go to the gym. I want to go check out the whole place, but I wouldn't be doing this work if it wasn't for President Obama and reading his books. And, you know, he inspired me to be an activist, even knowing what community organizing was. So, Juneteenth represents, you know, freedom, determination, and really belonging. So, I'm looking forward to it opening up. So.
Sure. Tanetta and Katanya, have you been yet?
I've been.
I have not been.
So, Katanya, you've been. Yes. Were you impressed? How did
it
feel?
It's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful. It was very special. My family was invited to come and see everything, and we got a chance to walk through the entire space and just the feeling that you get when you walk through it. It's just so beautiful. The architecture, just all of the exhibits, the history, the intentionality behind all of the different components that are part of the experience.
Yeah.
And then getting to sit at the Resolute desk, you know, that was pretty cool.
I hear that's awesome. The West Pullman Neighborhood Festival, it's Friday from 1 to 6.
Yep.
A combination of art, food, family, games. Tell us what else folks can expect.
Yeah, so we're going to have a ton of food trucks from some really amazing places like What a Jerk, Harold's, That's a Burger, Rainbow Cone. Like these are just some really great Chicago staples.
All of the favorites.
Yeah, all of the favorites. So it's all free. We're, you know, the first 1,000 folks that arrive will receive a gift bag and will also be entered into some of our special raffles. And so we'll be giving away prizes.
And resources, too,
and
right?
And resources. So Far South CDC offers a number of resources. We work closely with folks on, you know, different housing resources they may need, helping with renters and homeowners. And we're also partnering with Phalanx Family Services and UCAN for this event. So it's a pretty big deal in our community, and we're expecting quite a crowd.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
It's going to be a great time.
So, Jamal, your group is celebrating with a dedicated day of service.
Absolutely.
This is something different. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we want to honor the people that are often forgotten. So, you know, when Union troops showed up in 1865 in Galveston, Texas, and told everybody, hey, according to the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years ago, you guys are declared free. You know, that'd be like me saying, guess what, Sasha? Brandon Johnson was just elected to his first term as Chicago mayor. You'd be like, duh, that was 2 years ago. So
right.
We laugh about it because it's in the past. But to those residents, that meant their freedom was 2 years old. And they were free on paper, but they weren't free in practice because nobody told them. So they were forgotten. So when the city gets overwhelmed by Mother Nature with these storms, or when there's a big heat wave or when there's a big snowstorm, our seniors get left out. So they get forgotten about. So on Friday, we're going to be volunteering at our offices, and we're going to be passing out fans and waters to over 400 seniors in Chicago because we don't want them to get left out or be forgotten about. So Juneteenth to us represents, dignity, pride, and not forgetting about our elders in Chicago. So.
Yeah, acts of service. I a lot of people don't think of that right away, Jamal, right? And connect it with the freedom message of Juneteenth.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out here that are feeling, look at the undocumented residents that don't come outside on 26th Street, or they don't go to the laundromats because they're afraid of avoiding ICE. Sometimes I want to say, man, you're free. You know, you're free. You don't have to worry about being you're a resident. You don't have to wait 7 years. You're free. So to me, as my job as an activist is to remind people of their worth, of their dignity, of their freedom. And so acts of service is the best way we can do that for my organization. So,
do you all feel that people have wrapped their arms around Juneteenth here in Chicago, here in Illinois? You're shaking your head, Tanetta. What are you thinking?
No, I don't think so. And I think in this climate, it becomes even more difficult because you're just trying to survive. And I think we have to. I just heard this last week, so I'm not going to take credit. And I was at a women's leadership council, and Hillary Clinton was there in Chicago. She was here in Chicago.
Okay.
And what she said stuck with me. And it was, progress is always possible, but it is never guaranteed. And I think that we've been living like what we have is guaranteed. And now we know that it is not. So that I feel like saying, okay, it's Juneteenth, wave a flag. I always say, what's next? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do to, number one, not keep what we have, but get back what's already been taken?
Right, right.
And then move forward. So for me, I just feel like we celebrate holidays in general, but then it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the work needs to be done every single day, especially with our youth.
Yeah, not just June 19th.
Yeah.
Sort of a 365.
Yeah, 365. Mm. So I only say, no, I don't think people get it because we think we've made it. And we've been shown, no, we have not.
We've become maybe a little complacent.
Very complacent.
I see what you're saying.
So
is there an official Juneteenth dish? What are we eating on Juneteenth? And if there's not an official dish, should there be? Katanya and Jamal, what comes to mind?
We'll take that. I think that when I think about Juneteenth, I think about the enslaved residents. They made them eat low up on the hog, so they was eating the pig's feet. They was eating the guts. They was eating the neck bones. Mm-hmm. And then if you was a houseboy, you got to eat high up on the hog, so they was eating the good pieces of meat. So I think I love how Black people have turned the food that was low up on the hog into a delicacy. So my mom, she a crock pot legend. All we did was eat black eyed peas, neck bones, and so whatever the dish may be, I think it's gonna be something that's gonna be low up on the hog, like some neck bones and something like that. That we're gonna turn into a delicacy.
Black eyed piece and neck bones. Yeah. That was
well.
You heard it here first. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't top that.
Right. For those folks, you know, still trying to get their Juneteenth celebrations together, anybody have a final recommendation of like where they start? Where do they begin?
That's a lot happening.
There's so much happening.
There's so much happening, which is beautiful.
Yeah, I think there's so much happening, and I think sample a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's all through the weekend that you can find all these things.
I found out I live in the area. I live in the Rosemore-Roseland area. So I will visit and I will partake in those celebrations well.
Well, let me shout out a few.
We'll be happy to have you.
Let me shout out a few in the suburbs, too. In Palatine, they've got Illuminating Cultures, Unifying Community. They're presenting a sixth annual Juneteenth in the Burbs. It's on Saturday from 1 to 6 at Harper College. And it's a free, family-friendly event with performances. There's a blood drive even, a photo booth. If you're in Evanston, there's Juneteenth observances starting with Opal's Walk for Freedom, dedicated to activist Dr. Opal Lee, known nationally as the grandmother of Juneteenth. Jamal puts his fist in the air for that one. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to check that out in Evanston. The Juneteenth flag-raising ceremony at Aurora University is on Friday. The 40 Plus Double Dutch Club, if you're familiar with them, they'll be there. There'll be a march highlighting more than 100 Black students. Just a lot for folks to do. So we'll also check out your events as well. We've been talking with Katanya Raby, who is with the Far South Community Development Corporation, Taneta Kayam with the Black Ensemble Theater, and Jamal Cole with My Block, My Hood, My City. Thank you all so much. Again, happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth.
This episode of In the Loop was produced by me, Sienna Greaves, and edited by Ethan Schwab. Sasha Ann Simons is our host. For more in-depth coverage of news and culture in Chicago, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. For a full archive of the show, head over to wbez.org/in the loop. Thanks for listening.